It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome, you listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're approaching the end of April. I think we're about a week away, Bob, from that trout opener. I don't have plans this year. This will be the first year in a long time that I haven't gone. But I really, spring has sprung, man. And we've had a couple cold days this week. But, you know, this weekend, we're back in the 60s and 70s. So it's a good thing, man. And I think it's time to do a little spring planning. What's your thought?
There you go. Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. The smokiest show on the radio. Weather. It's always a default conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is. You're right.
Because since my mom passed, we don't have anybody to tell us what the weather's going to be because Grandma always knew.
Right. Yeah. Right. Now it's Alexa. Right. Yeah. If you can stomach it, because they're listening to everything you say. But anyway,
did you grill anything good this week?
You know, I took out a piece of prime rib and I had a little issue. In that it was so fatty around the perimeter, there was a fat cap on it, then it was about 3/4 inch thick. And I cooked it on the Tech, which is an infrared grill. Uh-oh. And it did not catch on fire, but it smoked like crazy. Uh-huh. And then I got home from work. I did that.
You must have had the lid down then.
Right. And I left it. I didn't clean it after it was done. So the next night, I put chicken breasts on there, and they turned black.
Wow!
From the excess fat that was still on the glass, because that Tech has an infrared glass sheet.
Okay, here's a little tip for that.
Yeah, clean it. That's
the tip. No. Anything like that, anything above half power, you have to leave the lid open on a Tech.
Yeah.
You can't keep it shut.
Right. It just gets too hot.
Yeah, it melts too much of the renderings, and they. Yeah, it's a hazard.
It kind of pooled up on the glass a little bit, must be, because I shut it down, and the next day I grilled on it without cleaning it. It's my own damn fault. My chicken just turned, like, greasy black, oily, greasy black on the outside. I was like, oh, God. So there's my, you know, word to the wise. Clean your equipment when you know you've made a mess, and don't just put it away and hope it's better some magically overnight.
I did a little live stream this week on the Grillin' Guys Facebook page because it was really a very basic grill. I was grilling on my Cajun, which I love.
Charcoal grill, right?
Yep. I was grilling just hamburgers, but a bunch of them.
Right.
Because we had both of the boys' girlfriends came over, and Maggie and Christian.
But the boys aren't there, right?
No, but the girls wanted to come over. And so I had a bunch of people to feed, and I just had a couple packs of burger, 80-20 maybe, 85%. Wasn't as lean as normally have. And I literally just garlic salt. And, I mean, first burger on the grill this spring on charcoal.
Right.
And I put a little chunk of hickory in there with it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. It's as good as any steak. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
Yep.
I'm a sucker for a burger.
Right. And you guys do like burger bars when you have that many people. I've been there many times where let's throw some burgers on. Well, then the spread comes out with all the condiments.
Well, sure.
And it's cool because you can make anything you want. The last time I did that was just after the show last week. And I made some Duke's mayonnaise, which is a brand of mayonnaise. It's got a little tang to it. It's not like Miracle Whip. But
I've heard of it. Yep, Maybe you talked about it.
And it's good. But I diced up some black olives and green olives and made an olive salad out of the Duke's, right? Put the black and green olives in
like
there.
Like an olive relish?
Yeah. And then we put a, you know, and those that wanted it, I put that a piece of Swiss on top of their burger and let it melt down. And that Swiss with that olive sauce with the mayo on it, fantastic, man. It turned out good.
You said mayo and then you said mustard. Which was it?
No, it was mayo. Did I say mustard?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's all mayo.
Okay.
It's all mayo. It's Duke's Mayo is the name of the brand. And
okay.
I never had it before. I saw it. It was on sale. I'm like, oh, I'll try this.
Well, that sounds good because when you, I mean, maybe I just heard mustard, but either way, mayo, yeah. I love olive burgers.
Right. Yep.
Love them.
And I chopped up, it's a pretty heavy dice. I mean, not fine. They're a little bit chunkier, but green and black. I just tried it. Usually I use the only green.
Yeah.
But I used green and black, and it just worked out nice. And it was a colorful little condiment to throw on top. So
well,
it's kind of cool.
In that live stream I did, I think Jordan's girlfriend was on the deck when I was filming.
Oh, so you had talent.
Yeah.
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 All right. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I basically scanned the property, and then I decided to walk it over to my lumber stack because I have a fox living under it.
Oh, really?
And that fox now has a family living under it.
Oh, how cool.
So right in my backyard, I've got little pups growling at me and barking at me.
Really? Yeah. Do you still have Olivia's dog there?
No.
Oh, okay, good. So they'll be around a while,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah, I want them to be. So.
Yeah, how cool is that?
It is so cool. I look back one day, and just a couple weeks ago when I was back there cutting a bunch of those trees down, and I saw this red dog pop up out of that. I got this big, my old deck laying in the woods. I'm drying hardwood on it.
Right, right? Yep.
Air
I'm
drying. Aware of that. And this big red dog runs out. And I just like, wow, whose dog is that? It's really pretty. It's a fox.
Yeah. Yep.
It was big, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I was shocked. Most of the fox I've seen have been very small.
Right. But she's got a few pups.
So she must have been pregnant at the time, the first time I saw her.
Yeah, right.
Just so looked a little bigger than normal, but her fur was all fluffy and, oh gosh, I don't know. Cool. Fox are cool.
Well, those are good to have around because you don't have varmints around the house, yeah, then, man. They'll clean those up in a hurry.
Yeah, the woodchucks, yeah, should be out of my hair now.
Right, yeah, right. Living under a pile of wood, that's where a woodchuck would be. So
yeah.
Got a new resident. Be there until you chucked all the wood off it. But speaking of wood, I won't dive into this too deep, but I'm in the middle of a deck expansion, and it's going well. We've got it all framed. Putting a pergola. It's a 12 by 32 addition on the deck, and 16-foot of it's going to be a covered bar. 16-foot of it's going to be a pergola. All right? So we've got the pergola part up. That, you know how those are. Those go pretty easy, just a lot of framing. But the bar has been taken over by my bride. And I'm getting texts and from Pinterest and House and every other picture on the earth about, oh, let's do this. Oh, let's do that. And it went from a simple little 8-foot bar where I could put four stools. So now it's got a back on it and I got to have lighting and she wants a ceiling fan. And I'm like, damn, girl. This is going to be a lot more than I thought. But it's in her backyard, too, right? So
it was her backyard before it was yours.
I understand. It was.
You're the freeloader there, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm done. Yeah. Let me tell you what. Free ain't free. But anyway, so we're making little changes on the fly. And so what I did is I pumped the brakes on the thing, and we're going to spend a week just let her go like she wants to go and figure out what she wants so I can build it into the plan and not have to retrofit something after I already built it. But
cut it twice.
Yeah, right. But, you know, we're down to built-in coolers for ice chest and stuff like that that's already on the agenda. So.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah,
You don't really have power out there, right, will you?
Well, I do. I ran it. Yeah.
Well, why don't you put a fridge out there?
Well, I have that too, but that doesn't hold ice. Not enough for drinks and stuff
like
that.
Well, put a freezer out there with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been talking to her? This is how this conversation
Well, I showed her
been,
the
man.
Ice maker in our pool house.
Right, yeah. This is how this conversation has been going. But anyway, so it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. And lumber prices are through the flipping roof right now. So I was buying 2x8 16-footers. They're $50 a piece. It's like, holy crap, man.
Good time not to buy any lumber.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's treated stuff, but $50 for a board. I was just killing me.
So if you remember the last time I was at the Hearth Products show,
right,
it was probably 4 or 5 years ago, I came back after meeting this fella who was making a cast iron Kamado cooker.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Weighed like 500-600 pounds or something.
Yeah, and that's the Goldens, and Goldens Cast Iron is doing swimmingly well. Now, we're going to talk with George Boyd coming up next.
Cool. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations. 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids, and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites: Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in the space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.